This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John in the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters the gate through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, the sheep hear his voice, and as he calls his own by name, he leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice, but they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel here today is a... following on yesterday's feast of the Good Shepherd, we have this version from John, and a little bit of, I don't know a lot about sheep herding, but I've studied a little bit about these texts, and basically this idea of the sheepfold, what is meant by, this word sheepfold. Now, the shepherds would take out their flocks into the fields, they would... graze them during the day, but especially in the cooler times of the year, they would bring them into a fenced-off area called the sheepfold. And a lot of different shepherds would use the same sheepfold. And you say, well, this leads to a problem. I mean, how do we know whose sheep is whose? All the sheep might possibly intermingle, and how can we tell? So this, of course, is then what Jesus is getting at. He says essentially this, that the way the sheep, we understand whose sheep is belongs to which shepherd, is the sheep themselves. Sheep are reputed to be very dumb animals, which isn't really true. Well, first of all, I guess all animals are fairly dumb, compared to humans. But sheep are not particularly dumb animals. But one of the things that's good and interesting about sheep is that they hear only the voice of their shepherd. They're very keen about this. Usually the shepherd would stand at the gate, therefore, entering to the gate at the entrance of the sheepfold, and he would apparently he would cry out something that almost sounds more like a song than a... okay, sheep, come, it would be more, something like that. And they recognize the voice of their shepherd and come and follow him. The other sheep who do not recognize his voice cringe and fall back, an almost kind of a fearful thing. And so you can see immediately there's a separation that takes place. So you have the sheep which follow the shepherd out of the sheepfold, recognizing his voice, and the ones that do not, running away from that shepherd. He is not the shepherd. So that's not exactly stupid. I mean, they have a recognition of their shepherd and an instinctual fear of anyone who is not their shepherd. Now, this is the vision. So here we have then this thought for us. Are we as smart as sheep? You see, many people stand at the gate of our life, the sheepfold, and call to us. Are we smart enough to recognize only the master's voice, only our shepherd's voice, Jesus? Or are we dumb and run after other shepherds? Oh, look, here's a shepherd that says it's okay to be greedy. I'm going to run in that direction. And we run in all kinds of different directions. The latest trend, the latest fashion, the latest stinking thinking, some dopey thought. We're running right after it and never really saying, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like my shepherd's voice, and running away from it. We'll turn on the TV and watch anything. We'll turn on the music and listen to anything. We'll go to any movie, read any book, God knows what, and we're not paying any attention. That doesn't sound like my shepherd's voice, and we just dive into it. And then we want to wonder later on in the process, why is it so hard for me to pray? Why is my moral life in disarray? Why am I, confused and anxious and all of these things? And then, hello. Now, who's smarter, sheep or us? See what I'm saying? Now, I mean, sheep may not know how to go to the moon and back. All right, granted. But they know how to stay only with their shepherd, and that's pretty smart. You can be real smart and lack basic smarts. Not know how to tie your shoe or something. And this, of course, is sometimes, again, for all of our intelligence, we lack wisdom. And so it's a very, I think, just a thought from this gospel to leave with you. Regarding the smartness of she.